Welcome, everybody, to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company where we help clients who want to own rental real estate but don't want to do all of the work themselves and finding properties and renovating properties and building properties and then getting property management. We do it all. Our team is fantastic at Morris Invest. So anyway, today on our show is a Q&A episode where you are able to give us a call and we are able to answer your questions about the market, what's going on with taxes, what's happening with real estate right now. We're at a very interesting moment. Of course, we're watching as these interest rates are still up, but this is an amazing time because the demand for rental properties right now is through the roof and builders have even pulled back on some building. That means the demand is even higher. So imagine getting into the market now, investing in real estate today in 2023, 2024, when the demand is off the charts and the market conditions are squeezing people right now. The interest rates are higher, banks aren't lending as much as they normally do. Imagine investing now, and then when things turn around, you're sitting on that appreciation of the property, the equity that you've been able to build up over that year or 2 years. This is, you know, the more advanced investor is actually investing right now. Like Natalie and I just bought four properties right now. Why? Because this, when there's fear in the market, that's when kind of the newbies, the rookies that don't really know what they're doing, they kind of sit on the sidelines. Like, oh, I keep seeing these CNBC headlines that are talking about interest rates and what's going on in the broader economy right now. And so they don't invest. And that's when the smart or savvy investors jump in. So I can tell you from firsthand experience, the people that our office are dealing with right now, more than usual are the savvy investors, the people that own 10 properties that get it. They understand these cycles in, you know, the ups and downs of investment, especially as it relates to interest rates right now. That's really the heart of this issue right now, the interest rate environment. So again, given that we're working with a lot more savvy investors who understand it, they know that time in the market is more valuable than timing the market. So this 2 years that they'll be invested is a big heads up. Excuse me, it's a big leg up. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a big leg up on the people that are sitting on the sidelines right now, sort of scared about the market. So it's a good time right now, especially if you understand things. And so today on the episode, we're going to answer your questions, whether it's about the market, whether it's about taxes, whether it's about interest rates, any of that stuff. You can go over to our website, morrisinvest.com. Click on the microphone icon that's on the right side of your screen, and then just leave us a 30-second voicemail question, and we will attempt to answer it here on the show. So let's dive into it today. Let's start with Robert.
What can you do to prepare when the dollar goes down?
All right, thanks, Robert. Hey, short and sweet. What can you do to prepare when the dollar goes down? Well, I have to say right now, the dollar is actually up. It's actually stronger because of what's been happening in Europe. So when the United States blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, the lifeline of natural gas to Germany, you know, there's an old joke in Europe that when Germany gets a cold or when Germany sneezes, Europe gets pneumonia, right? So what happens in Germany affects all of Europe. So because the United States blew up the pipeline, then, of course, Germany's economy has been in free fall. And this is exactly what the United States wants. The United States wants Europe to be in a bad position. They want the euro to not be strong. They want Europe to depend on the United States for us to send them natural gas and things like that. And, of course, the United States has admitted this. They've publicly talked about how they want Europe to be in decline. Victoria Nuland famously on the record saying that was their intentions with Germany. And so given that right now, the U.S. dollar is a bit stronger, you know, in relative terms to what it has been against the euro. But what happens when the U.S. dollar declines as a reserve currency when it's no longer as strong as it was? And that's happening. We're, of course, seeing more and more countries are now leaving the U.S. dollar behind, not wanting to use it as its reserve currency, moving towards the Chinese yuan. So all of that's, you know, big macroeconomic stuff right there. But how do you prepare personally? I can't give you financial advice, but I can tell you how Natalie and I prepare, which is we buy real estate. We buy gold and silver. So we buy tangible assets that are a hedge against inflation, the devaluing of the US dollar. And, you know, real estate has sustained itself for 5,000 years. So we're big real estate investors. Again, like I said, we just bought 4 properties. And we're adding to our portfolio as we speak. But we also buy precious metals as a store of wealth because, again, for 4,000 to 5,000 years, gold and silver have sustained itself. So how do you protect yourself? You own real assets. That's how we do it. You own real assets. You own real tangible assets because the US dollar will continue to be in flux and the volatility of the United States debt. The debt burden of the United States is real, $33 trillion in debt. So that's how I personally protect ourselves, is making sure that we have diversification in those hard assets. And you may consider, I'm not giving you advice on to do this, but you may actually consider also holding alternative currencies, not just US dollars. Like if you've got US dollars in your savings account, you know, maybe it's worth looking at other currencies around the world, owning some, I know it sounds crazy to say it, but owning like Russian rubles, owning rupees, you know, owning Chinese yuan in your portfolio. And people do that. I don't personally do that. That's not something I do, but I know that there are people who hedge certain currencies with other currencies. Again, that's definitely an advanced move. It's not something that I do, but something you might want to consider. All right, our next question comes to us from Chris, I believe, from Hawaii.
Hi, Clayton. Really love your show. You and Natalie put on a great podcast that I get to watch and listen to on YouTube and Rumble almost every day. And I subscribe to your little email that I get to read before all of those things. But I really wanted to know about your company, about Morris Invest. And I plan on calling with my wife. But I wanted to know, before I do that, how well does my credit score have to be? Also, I live in Hawaii, and the rent on the units here are just outrageous. So please let me know. Thank you.
All right, credit score. Thank you so much. And thank you for all of your kind words. I appreciate it. Listening to the podcast, subscribing to the newsletter, and all of that. Thank you so much. So for credit score, credit score is, you know, can be limiting as it relates to getting traditional financing. Typically, we want to be over 620, right? 620, for whatever reason, is kind of the magical number. Now, if you're below 620, are you out of luck? No, because we work with over 100 different lenders on the Morris Invest side, where not only do we provide financing for our clients, but also there's also non-recourse financing available. So if you've got a credit score that's a little shaky, non-recourse financing might be an option for you. So what I would do, Chris, is just book a call with our team and we can talk about your personal situation and then find a financing option that works for you. So with non-recourse lending, they're not going to care about your credit score. They are financing the asset. And because they know the assets that we build are top-notch, they're in the best school districts, they're in the best neighborhoods, we work with these lenders, so they're actually financing the asset. They don't really care about you, Chris, necessarily. They'll have first position on this asset. They know that it's cash flowing. They know that it's in a great school district. And if you just, you know, disappear and move to Venezuela, well, they didn't back you and your credit score. They backed the asset. A little bit different than traditional financing. Traditional financing, they're much more concerned about you as the person who's the borrower on the loan. Anyway, hope that you find that helpful. But 620 is really where you're at. You want to be above that if you can. Obviously, the higher the better. And then we also have right now rate buy down options available as well. So we have our new construction properties. We have 40 of these new construction single family homes right now. And if you go under contract on one of these before October 31st, we have buy down rate options right now. So the rate where it currently is, we're actually able to buy that rate down lower, the interest rate. Yes, we can do that. So, but only if you are able to go under contract on one of these new construction properties before October 31st. So you've got a few weeks here to take advantage of that, go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call button, and then jump on the phone with one of our team members, and we can talk you through some of those single family new constructions in Texas that we just completed. Okay, our next question comes to us from Paul.
Hello, Mr. Morris. I watch your channel and watch your videos with you and your wife on investing. And I was wondering how, if I was to use a VA loan, would I be able to put language in the mortgage contract that would allow me to later switch that business over to an LLC?
Okay. Thank you for your service. First of all, Paul, to our nation, appreciate that. I think we all do. And so to get a VA loan, remember, it's a property that you will have to live in, right? Under the law of the VA loans, you have to live in the property. Okay. And we will have a link in the description below. There's a great book written by a veteran who has written all about real estate investing as a veteran. We'll have it linked up in the description below so you can check that book out. He's been a guest on the show. I encourage you to check that out. But remember, when you have a VA loan on a property, you have to live in the property as a primary residence, okay? So it's not a VA loan that you can get for investment purposes, unfortunately. But there is a way around this, okay? And one of the ways around this is for you to live in the property, whether it's a duplex, a triplex, a quadplex. If you buy like a duplex, you can own and live in one side of the property and then rent out the other unit. Now you've got a zero, you know, you think about it, 0% down now because you got a VA loan. So you don't have to put any money down. And you have the opportunity now to rent out the other side and really start you on your real estate investing journey. So whenever I can get a chance to talk to veterans about real estate investing, I'm always encouraging them to not just buy a single family home that they're going to live in, but use that VA loan to buy a duplex or a triplex, live in one side of the unit, and rent out the other side. Now, under the VA loan program, what's great is you just have to show the intention of living there. From the experts I've had on our show, you just have to show the intention of living there. So you get your electricity bill set up in your name and that address. You get your cable bill set up in your name and that address. You move into that address. You live there. And then 3 months later, you have to move. Well, oh no, but you still get to keep that property, right? And now all three of the units you can rent out. One of them you were living in, two of them you were renting out. Now, guess what? Now it's a triplex that you can rent out, or it's a duplex that you can fully rent out, but you had to move because you're in the military, and you can rinse and repeat and do it again. So I do know from veterans who've done that, you have to show the intention of living in the unit. You live there, you move in, and then what do you know? The military has me moving again in a few months. Well, guess what? You keep the property and you rent it out. And yes, I would encourage you, even if you are living in it right away as a primary residence, absolutely consider getting it in an LLC. You buy it with, you know, however your VA loan is constructed, and then just transfer it over into a quit claim it over into an LLC to protect yourself. Our friends over at Corporate Direct, I'm not a lawyer, but they can help you do this. They help people do it all the time. It's a very simple process. So you've got the VA loan and mortgage, talk to them, call the friends over at Corporate Direct, let them know that you heard about it from our team, and you'll save like $100 on setting up the LLC. It's cheap to set up an LLC, and to structure it, it's like a few $100. But anyway, they'll give you a discount. And I think we have a link on our website, on our resources page at Morris Invest, where there's a direct link. Maybe that's actually the best link you should use so you get that discount. But they will set it up. They will set up the LLC for you. And yeah, you can transfer it over so that you're protected from liability. You definitely want to do that. All right, everyone. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have a question, come on over to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com is the place to go. Click on the book a call button. And yeah, you can book a call with our team. Or if you'd like to ask us a question here on the show, there's a microphone on the right side of your screen. You can click that and leave us a voicemail message as well. So everyone, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to protect and grow your wealth. We'll see you next time.